This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome to another Glow Show. I am Jace Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. Good to be here with you, and with me in the studio are the wonderful Gabby and Dani. Hello, how are you both?
Very well. Hi.
Good to be back in the studio with you. It's been a little while. We haven't been together. Celebrating a yes vote.
That's very
nice, isn't it?
We are still all on a high.
Yeah. How's the mood of the Vic Police?
Oh, I think everybody back at work is super excited for our listeners. I was just showing Jason a fantastic photo. Some of our work colleagues sent Jen Dixon and I some rainbow roses to celebrate the yes vote, which was just so lovely to receive at work yesterday.
Great support.
Roses anytime from anyone is a good thing. You cannot knock them back. I mean, it's such a diverse organisation, isn't it? So you'd have a lot of difference of opinion there, but I'm guessing people are still quite happy that you guys are happy, right? Regardless of what they believe before.
I think so, and I think it goes back to as well. There was a comment that Graham Ashton, our Chief Commissioner, made on radio a month or so ago, I think it was actually, when he was asked something about the debates going on about the survey, and he was talking about the importance of equality and everybody being able to have the same rights and being treated fairly and equally. And I think that generally is the sentiment
sums
going
up,
around now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was all about. When it comes down to it, that's simply what it was. It wasn't what a lot of other people were debating. It was basically equal rights.
Very much so. I think a lot of people on the no camp kind of forgot that angle, really. It's not about asking for more or unrealistic expectations. It's just about being the same.
Yeah,
being on par.
Treated equally.
Well, speaking of diversity, I'm sure that the GLOW LGBTI Liaison Officer Conference, which was on in October, must have been quite a mixed bag of diverse people from all corners of the country, I would assume.
It was.
And you were there, Dani.
I was. The conference was held by the New South Wales Police Force. So we travelled up to Goulburn to their Police Academy.
How many of us?
There were 30 Victoria police members that went up.
Oh, wow.
Most of us travelled on a bus, which we dubbed
the
Glow Bus.
Jason.
Would have been too many trips, but we had the Glow Bus going up the Hume from the Victoria Police Centre here in the city up to Goulburn with about, I think, 26 of us on board, which was just such a great experience to get to know people from all over Victoria.
Was it as camp as the Priscilla Bus?
not quite, although there had been some debates prior to leaving Melbourne about whether the bus would be decked out or not, and look, we just ran out of time.
Amazing. So this obviously wasn't the first conference that's taken place. How many years now has the conference been held?
So this was the second conference.
Okay.
Gabby was at the first conference in 2015.
Ah.
I was at that conference. It's quite interesting because I started my policing career in New South Wales Police. And so I went to the Goulburn Police Academy. So it was like going home a little bit, going back there. And interestingly, in the Victoria Police uniform, which is now, as we know, the dark blue, navy blue. And I started my career wearing light blue and navy blue pants.
Right.
And of course, the Victoria Police uniform is better.
How's it better?
Well, it's more comfortable
more
and it looks better.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you that when I was down there, that's what most of the people, if not all of the people, said who were at that conference.
Are the New South Wales Police intimidated by the Vic Police? Is that how it goes?
I think generally, like, we just do so well in so many areas.
That was the first conference they did, and it was really, really interesting. They have quite large lecture halls down there. It's in Goulburn, so it's a big country town.
Right.
So it's almost like a university-looking place, which is a bit different to how the Victoria Police Academy looks.
Okay.
But yeah, there were mainly police from New South Wales and a few others, and also outside agencies went to that conference.
So what was the initial reason for the conference? I mean, sharing of ideas or, you know, better equipping people with skills or...
Well, that one was actually 25 years of GLOW in New South Wales.
Right.
So that's why that first conference started, and it went so well that they wanted to do another one.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can collaborate over email, isn't there?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think the conference held in October this year originally started out, the idea I think was going to be just for New South Wales Police staff and GLOWs, because the focus of it was very much about the human resources side of things, so our own workforce. And it ended up again expanding, and they invited people from across the jurisdiction connection. So there were police there from everywhere except Tasmania, I think. There were people from fire services, from life-saving organisations, and from some of the community organisations in New South Wales as well that the police work with.
So for the other emergency services crews, do they have very similar programs to what the police do for the LGBTI liaison officers, or are they sort of just a little bit more scattered? Are they trying to learn from what you're doing?
I think for a lot of them, they were wanting to learn about what's happening. So I had a long chat with a woman who was there from Life Saving New South Wales, I think she was from, or maybe Life Saving Australia, one of the two, talking about wanting to start looking at how they treat their own workforce and how to be more inclusive. And they, again, like a lot of policing organisations, because they're broken up into different, you know, they've got the life-saving areas at the different beaches. So
right,
each one's its sort of own little branch in a way. And so some of them are really great and some of them don't treat people quite as well.
Right.
And it's similar with police, looking at our various different stations. And so coming along to learn about, well, what are we doing and how do we manage that variance and that diversity across the different work locations?
And I think it is like that. We find in Victoria Police, we are one organisation, but as Dani said, we have stations all around the state, and some are nice and close in the city and some are way, way out near the borders, like so as far as you possibly can get from Melbourne. So as you would know, small country towns sometimes are a little bit behind the big cities and they also don't have the support services.
Right,
so
yeah.
It would be the same in New South Wales with all those organisations. How do you train people and how do you get knowledge out to people and make sure those workplaces places are safe for them?
Yeah, so Vic Police are obviously trying to cater for their own staff, make sure everyone feels safe and included and it's inclusive, but you're also trying to do that for the community. So were those other emergency services people there thinking more so of a HR perspective, or also how to work with the community as well?
I think from the conversations that I had, at least, it was more looking at the internal workforce inclusion and diversity aspects, and that maybe was because that was very much the focus of the conference. The conference was all about how do we treat our own workforce.
Okay,
and there were a range of sessions from senior managers, from HR. I sat on a panel where we discussed trans and gender diverse employees and people's experiences of transitioning in the workplace. So it was very much that internal focus. But I think everybody also recognised that if you treat your own workforce well, you're sending the right signalling and messages to everybody. They're going to treat everybody better generally.
The parts of the LGBTI community have felt a little bit disheartened by, even more so than the G and the L of the community through this postal survey, because they feel that there are still so many issues that the community needs to embrace and understand about the intersex community, the bi community, the trans community. I would say more the bis and the intersex, because the trans get a little bit more support, I think, in the community. Does that come up in the conference about, you know, how the organisation can better understand the intersex community, how they can support intersex work? If you do have workers that are intersex or identify as intersex?
There wasn't a specific session on people who are intersex as part of the conference, but there were conversations around recognising that people have different ways of identifying and a number of different identities, and it's important to look at how we actually can incorporate and include all aspects of people. So, yeah, not a specific session, but it was touched on.
Yeah.
But that sort of goes to your point about it then still partly being a little bit invisible as well.
Yeah, because I have regular conversations with some intersex community members at Joy, and I feel that it's hard for their community to find leaders that are ready to stand up and speak in a way that's quite easy for the greater community to understand, and it doesn't sound like they're being lectured, but it's friendly and, you know, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to change mindsets and get people to understand the community unless it's got that degree of the element of entertaining them.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe some of that needs to be driven by organisations like Vic Police as well in the community, doesn't it?
Yeah, and look, I think the work that a lot of policing organisations are doing, there's a general sense that although there's still a lot of work to be done, we've done pretty well with the L and the G.
Yeah.
And it's the B and the T and the I that we have to focus. And so a lot of organisations are actually doing, sort of starting to focus more in that area now. But I think, for example, one of the reasons there was a panel discussion around people's experiences of transitioning in the workplace was because there were people who we could identify, the organisers identified, who were happy to talk about their experiences as individuals or as managers. So again, it's about identifying people who are happy to come forward and talk about their lived experience. And not everybody's happy or comfortable to do that.
Mm. Where do you think are some of the areas other than that the organisation may be lacking a little, you know, some areas that you still think need improvement? Anything that stands out? I mean, we've progressed so much. I can see that the Victoria Police have done so many amazing things over the last few years, but is there anything that still concerns you?
I guess it is doing more work with those communities that we identified.
Yep.
Because, I mean, we are doing pretty well with the L and the B.
Mm.
Sorry, the L and the G.
The L and the G.
But it's the other communities that it's true, they have been a little bit forgotten and put to the background. And we have had lots of discussions about how can we work with these communities and how can we be more inclusive and make sure we give a good service. But it has to go from all the conversations to actually doing. And I think we're in the process of going from conversations to doing.
Putting it into action.
Yeah. And I think one of the shared experiences that came up at the conference as well was because, as we were discussing before, you know, policing organisations have stations all over the state. There's that inconsistency of service that people can get. And it's not specifically around a regional metro divide.
Right.
But just that there might be some stations where everybody's fantastic and inclusive and it doesn't matter who you talk to, you're going to have a really good experience of a policing service, and you might go to another station, you know, in the next town and you might not have that experience. And I think all policing organisations have that experience. And so one of the areas we need to work in is getting that consistency of service. But that's not just specific to the LGBTI community. That applies for everybody.
And no doubt for some people living in regional communities, just going to the next town might be a little bit problematic.
Exactly, yeah.
So who were some of the people that spoke at the conference?
So one of our assistant commissioners, Neil Patterson, spoke on a panel of senior police members. So there was Neil, there was Assistant Commissioner Tony Crandell from the New South Wales Police Force, there was someone from the Navy, I can't remember who else was on the panel, but senior people talking about the experiences of change as senior people within their organisations that they've either seen or experienced, either as community members or as allies, around LGBTI inclusion in their workforce.
Right.
And that was really great to hear from such senior people being really quite frank and open.
Mm. It's a learning experience for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need to respect that people take their time sometimes and they might not pick up on things as quickly as we would like. But when you're immersed in the LGBTI community day in, day out, like we are, sometimes forget that it takes a little bit more time for other people to get things around their head.
When you go to conferences with other organisations, it's nice to come back to our own organisation and think about what we're doing and realise that we're doing a decent job. That we, you know, from a number of years back to today, we have changed the way we work with the community. We have changed the way we work with LGBTI employees, and we're improving and we're continuing to improve. So we do come away from those things going, okay, we're doing not too bad, but we've just got to do a bit more.
A lot of organisations have gone from sort of sweeping things under the rug to being a lot more open and transparent about things, and Vic Police have definitely been doing that over the last 5 to 10 years, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Another great experience at the conference as well, there was a conference dinner, as there is for every conference. There was a conference dinner on one night, and the MC of that dinner was Nancy Boy. She did a fantastic job of MCing, but what was also great is she was there for the entire conference, coming to the dining room, you know, for breakfast, lunch and dinner every day, coming on the tour of the academy, going to sessions, and just generally walking around the academy. And all the recruits that were there and the staff that were there thought that was fantastic. And I was chatting with Jackie Braw, who was one of the people that was on the organising panel for the conference, and she was reflecting on how 5 years ago that couldn't have happened and it wouldn't have been okay to have someone like Nancy Boy walking around the police academy campus.
Wow.
And I think that's a really great
indicator
of how things have changed. Yeah.
So is the next conference locked in?
No, there are discussions about the next conference. So the idea is that it runs every 2 years, and in the good tradition of competition between police forces, there's a bit of a like, okay, well, who's going
to
have it
travel?
Next and who's going to do a better job? So there are conversations at the moment about whether the next one will be in New South Wales or Victoria or Queensland, but hopefully there will be another conference. I think in 2019 is the plan.
Yeah, the world changes so rapidly these days that every 2 years you'd have plenty to talk about.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm crossing my fingers that it's here. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, that sounds amazing. Before we wrap up, we probably should talk about, we're not home and, you know, in the clear following the yes vote. We've all been a little bit worried that what that will mean from sort of the no camp and people that are not particularly happy, and if there's going to be, you know, hate thrown at us. If people are still experiencing that kind of those challenges, like I've seen also my friends on Facebook over the last couple of days having some pretty nasty things happen, where do they go and how do they report those issues?
We want people to approach Victoria Police and let us know that things are happening to them. So you can contact any police station, or if the crime is happening and you need urgent assistance, obviously call 000 or contact one of your GLOs, and you can find the list of GLOs on the Victoria Police website. Just look in the search engine GLLO and the current list will come up. There's over 220 around the state, so hopefully there'll be one near you. You can just ring us up and have a chat.
Yeah.
Let us know what's happened. If you want to actually report a crime, you can do that, but we definitely want to know what has happened so we can record it for our own knowledge.
Assuming all taken seriously.
Definitely. Yeah. And if you're concerned about how the response was from police, you can always talk to us and we can have a conversation with you and see if there's something that we can do to improve that.
Have you experienced anything personally yourself, Gabby, since
No. I've just had lots and lots of photos of the rainbow police sign on my uniform. So that was a big day on Wednesday.
You realize you would have been exhausted. You were here, there and everywhere.
My experiences were pretty positive. Fantastic. So far, yeah.
How about yourself, Dani?
Oh, I've only had positive experiences, which has been fantastic, but I have seen some reports coming through, even since Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, of some pretty serious offences being committed against community members. So it's, yeah, it is really important. And if you're not sure whether something's a crime or you're just uncomfortable, let us know anyway.
Yeah, better reported than not reported.
Absolutely,
as well, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's going to be a percentage of the population that voted on the no side, and some of those people were the ones who were quite outspoken in the lead up to the vote. So, and some of those people might be going a little bit too far and committing offences, and that's what we need to know.
All right. Well, Dani Hausman, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you very much, Gabby Tayak,
for
being
us.
Part of this week's LGBTI Glow Show podcast on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/theglowshow to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.